Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Then No One Can Have Her by Caitlin Rother. Narrated by Callie Bollier. Chapter 1. A thunderstorm hit the quiet town of Prescott that first Tuesday in July 2008, drenching the thirsty pines, manzanita, and scrub oak in this rural enclave nestled at the foot of Granite Mountain. Even at 5,400 feet, summertime is sweltering in Arizona, and monsoon season always provides a welcome reprieve. But these particular showers brought an emotional cleansing as well, helping to wash away the tensions that had developed between Carol Kennedy and her daughter Charlotte during the divorce battle with the girl's father, Steve DeMocker. 16-year-old Charlotte, who had always been more of a daddy's girl than her older sister Katie, accused her mother of unfairly prolonging the divorce by refusing to accept Steve's settlement offers. Carol, who saw it as quite the other way around, got so upset during an argument that she jumped out of the car in the middle of an intersection and walked away. At one point, relations between mother and daughter grew so strained that Charlotte moved into Steve's condo near the Haciampa golf course. Still angry, though, Charlotte complained that if Carol continued to reject Steve's offers, there would be no money left for her to study pre-med at her out-of-state dream college and become a neurosurgeon. "Not only is the paying of your bills hurting and restricting my immediate life, but now my future and the quality of my education and degree is in jeopardy," Charlotte wrote her mother. "It's hard to realize that my mom, someone who I unconditionally have loved all my life, may damage the rest of my life."